Hey, everybody, welcome back to The Breakdown. I'm Luke, and I'm here with Pastor Will.
What's going on, family?
You are one of my favorites. Thank you for being you.
You say that to everyone.
Well, you are pretty awesome. So I love hanging out with you, love talking with you. And I'm sure anyone who's listened that's done that, they understand what I mean.
Yeah, I appreciate you too, brother. Yeah, I love how the Lord has brought us closer over the past few years. It's really cool. Really
awesome.
Me too.
Me too. Thank you.
Yeah.
So August, we're coming to the end of the month. We're coming to the end of summer vacation, not the season. The season continues.
Yes, it does.
Through to the end of September almost. So we can hang on to that, but the end of summer vacation. So have you been going on vacations? I think you were on vacation last week.
Vacation just last week. We went down to Georgia to visit my mom. My sister, who's married, has a three-year-old and a baby on the way.
Wow.
And so it was great. We went down as a whole family, as well as two of my sisters who live in New York. So it was a great time. Oh, it was so, so good. That was the way to cap the summer for us.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
I was
away this past weekend.
Yeah.
So I was in Charleston, South Carolina with some friends. That's one of our favorite places.
Yeah.
We love it. Great food, nice beaches.
I need to do more than just drive through South Carolina.
Oh, stop in Charleston. Highly recommend it.
Okay.
So on Sunday, I got to do a little bit of the online church thing. So I'm really thankful that we have that.
Yeah.
It was cool to get to experience worship in that way. And I definitely felt really connected. And as I was listening and worshiping, I was going for a walk. And I did feel connected, and the Lord was ministering to me. And one thought that came to me was, I think it could be really easy to fall into doing that all the time.
Right, right.
And so we're thankful for online. We're thankful for the ability to worship in that way and be part of the community.
Yeah.
But I did feel like reminding people that there's a time and a place for that. So some people in a season of life, and maybe you're sick or you're ill or because of like your work schedule.
Or if they're away.
Yeah. If you're away, that's what it's there for.
Yeah.
But if you are able to go to church, I do encourage you to be part of a body with other human bodies with you.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely something that as we are moving further and further away from the pandemic and seeing the need for human connection, it's definitely something that we have been encouraging a lot more. Make sure that you are connecting with people, doing life with people, and there are things, there are reasons why people have to do the online thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other opportunities to do the in-person thing also.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you live far away and you found our church and you're blessed by it and you listen to us every week, I am not telling you to not listen or not feel like you are connected to us. You are connected because the body of Christ extends throughout the world. But even if you are one of those people, pray and ask God to show you, is there a group of believers, even if it's just two other people that you can meet with every week to just grow and share the things that you're learning?
Yeah, this is directed at the people that watch the service while the service is going on and they're walking through the Walmart or Target aisles.
Oh, man.
Guys, just come on in. You can do your shopping afterwards.
Absolutely. 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 Yeah. So Sunday was a really cool service. I finished listening to it all today and it was a lot happened.
Oh, a lot. There was a lot, man. So worship in and of itself was amazing. David Andrade's word, that was so good.
Yes.
So good. And I know he didn't know what Pastor Zach was going to preach on. And he may or may not have realized that the Teen Challenge women's women's home were there.
Yeah.
So who knows? As well as Pastor Kurt and Jen's testimony, all of it. Oh, all of it. So good.
Yeah. When I was listening to Dave Andrade share, I really loved how he brought out, being desperate.
Yes.
And one thread.
Yes.
And how one thread makes us whole.
Yeah.
And he was really calling to us to go beyond that that one area in our mind or that we're carrying that we're like, I need Jesus to fix this. Because I think, you know, and it's not, I'm not knocking us and he wasn't knocking us, but it's because of our humanness, we have such a limited scope.
Yeah.
And we see ourselves and our problems like, if God, I need you to heal me of this.
Right.
And it's true. Like you, we do need healing in those areas, whether it's our body, our mind, or our finances, whatever it is. But what Dave Andrea was calling us to is that the wholeness extends far beyond that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And to a depth instead of just the topical, you know, all of those things are surface issues. And well, let me not say all, but a lot of the things that we can chase after the Lord for are surface issues, but he wants to go deeper. And in his desire to want to go deeper, it ends up covering more.
Right.
And that's one of the things. The Lord doesn't want to fix a problem. He wants to bring us back to the Sabbath condition.
Right, right. And when I was listening, I was reminded of when I was in Iraq and I was praying with this family in their in their refugee tent, and the man, actually everyone there got a healing, a physical healing.
Yeah.
And immediately after it happened, I had this impression in my mind of, okay, that was really cool, but this isn't the main healing.
Like, right, right.
This was sent as a sign to point them to Jesus so that Jesus would, that they would open their lives to Jesus so he could do the real healing work in their souls and in their spirits.
Absolutely. That's good. That's good. For clarification purposes, you're not old enough to have served in Operation Iraqi Freedom.
No. I am not. I am not in the military. I have never been in the military. I currently work as a nurse at the VA hospital in Providence. So that is the closest I've come to serving in the military.
Yeah.
But in 2023, in January, I went with a medical missions team to Iraq. And so we served over there for a couple weeks.
I was talking to somebody
recently. That's what that was.
you made yourself sound so old. When I was in Iraq.
When I was in Iraq.
But I was talking to somebody about that missions trip just recently. But that aside, so the teen challenge women. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, those testimonies, so good. It's always so great to hear the testimonies and to be reminded that the addiction epidemic, the you know, the opioid epidemic, the substance abuse that causes people to be separated from what God desires for their lives, it's still a problem. It's still there's definitely still reason to hear the testimonies, pray and ask the Lord, how do you want me to help? What can I do to help? They're not just here asking for handouts. They're here giving testimonies, also saying the Lord is absolutely bringing people into freedom and there's still more work to be done.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And I loved how, Shandi shared that there are opportunities for you to get involved and volunteer at the home. Because this is in our community. Their house is in Taunton.
Yeah.
They're nearby.
Yeah.
So this isn't like something that's happening far away.
Right.
This is right here with us.
Yeah.
And it's cool to have these Sundays where we can highlight these other things that are happening. Because if you're not in relationship with someone in addiction, this is just an idea to you where you understand that there are people in the community that suffer with addiction. Like that's how I am. You know, a lot of my friends are not in a lifestyle like that. Yeah. I have friends that have come out of it. Yeah. So it's very much part of their testimony, their story. But for someone like me, I don't see that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So even a lot of my patients, like they're elderly, and you know, it's a joke in the assessment where I'm like, oh, so do you do any like street drugs or anything like that? And they always laugh, you know. So it's something that for a lot of us, I think is removed and tucked away.
Yeah.
And we're comfortable with it that way.
Right.
But God is calling us to really see the brokenness,
yes,
not so that we can glorify it, but so that we can see how his light shines and he's calling us to be the vessels of his light.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just recently lost a friend to an accidental overdose. And so thinking about the testimonies and thinking about that woman who lost her husband and just the different people that affects, it's very real. It's very real. And I hadn't seen it any realer than, you know, than this friend of mine. And people are in it. So there are ways. There are ways for us to help those that are desperate find the Lord in their desperation. So the other thing was McWilliams, Pastor Kurt and Jen's testimony. Oh, so great. It's been a long road, and you know him well. There have been a lot of hours logged in prayer and just seeking the Lord, and to see this testimony, to see this house come into their lives, and the look on their face when they with them in the house. Oh, it's so amazing. It's so great. It's very real.
Yeah. No, and especially in this housing market.
Yep. Yep.
You know, I mean, I've looked, I've considered, and I make good money, especially for a single person.
Yeah.
So, but when I go to look at it, I'm like, this is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, I will be house poor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's a crazy, crazy market. And the Lord is like, even in the midst of that, here is a gem for my son, my daughter. Yeah.
Yeah. So great. And I think that's the thing I took away from it is, you know, the Lord will provide what we need. So it's walking in that intimacy with him that we've been talking about over the last weeks. When you are close with him and you allow him to speak to you into your areas of need, your wants, and you work that out with him.
Yeah.
I've always found that I'm more at peace with where I am.
That's good. That's good. Absolutely. It's true. Because where he is, there is peace.
Yeah.
And there's freedom, and there's so much joy forevermore. And so as we chase after him, you're right. It's right there. That's so good.
Yeah. And so if you're listening to this and you're hearing these stories and you're like, yeah, that's awesome. But then I think sometimes and the enemy works in this way. He wants you to become bitter about your own situation. It's a way that he tries to rob the testimony of these stories and how the Lord's worked. Take that to the Lord. Do not get bitter. And if you are finding yourself bitter, take that. You must take that to the Lord, because you do not want to sit in that.
Yeah.
And use these stories
as
proof that God is working, and God can work in your life, and he is working in your life to provide for you what you need, and allow him to show you what it is that you need to give up or you have to surrender in order for him to take you to the next place that he's moving you towards.
Absolutely. Yeah. And getting into the message a little bit, Pastor Zach even said that in response to someone asking about miracles happening only overseas, he said, no, miracles happen here. They might look different. Some of them look similar where there are, you know, different miracles happening within health or financially, different things. But miracles do happen.
They do. They do.
And so with that, we have to realize that the Lord's desire for us is wholeness. The Lord's desire for us is to receive from him. And in order for that to happen, there are things that we need to surrender.
Right.
And so with the continuing with the desperation, it's always so cool to see how the Lord preps us with worship and with testimonies and different things. And then here is this message that Pastor Zach prepared, and coming out of Isaiah 55, it's written to the desperate. And I love how what God wants, one of his first points was the Lord wants us to be out of options, and he wants us when we're out of options. That desperation, having nothing in the way, there is no dividing wall. There is nothing separating us, and it allows for the Lord to work. Verse 1, come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. There's the desperation and there's the provision. Mm-hmm. That's an invitation right there. And that's where the Lord wants to extend that invitation. As you read through the book of Isaiah, there is invitation after invitation to a nation that rebelled, to a nation that didn't listen. Yeah. And he's still saying, all right, where are you? Where are you? Are you at a desperate place? Now you can come and be filled. Now you can come and receive. And in this chapter, it's more of that.
Right. And I think I love that you highlighted who this is written to. This is written to the nation of Israel. And God's special people.
Yeah.
And I love how what you're highlighting is how God is faithful to them even when they weren't faithful to him.
Right.
So this desperation that Pastor Zach was calling us to and that this word is calling us to is so that we can then receive of the Lord's faithfulness to us.
Yes.
He's not saying, okay, get desperate so that I can be faithful. Right. It's like, no, I am faithful.
Yes.
But to receive of my goodness and my faithfulness, you must be desperate.
Yeah, that's good.
Because otherwise you're just going to go around and buy and do whatever you want. Because that's what it says in verse 2. He says, why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy?
Yeah.
It's funny because these people, like in this picture, they have money and they're getting stuff, but they're not living for what truly satisfies or what truly will nourish.
Yeah, absolutely. And the... As you're saying that, I'm reminded of how the Lord wants to bless us and he wants us to be good stewards. Mm-hmm. So it's both. Yeah. And this continues on with that poverty mindset thing. When you have the poverty mindset and you have money, you're going to buy things that you don't need.
Right.
Simply because you want them. They might be, you know, nice, new, shiny, their wants, but this the things that are not satisfying are what's taking up your resources. But the Lord is saying, come to me. I will satisfy. I'll sustain you. Right. And it's that flip again. It's that I want to provide for you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I kept thinking about the parable of the prodigal son.
Yeah.
He asks his father for his inheritance.
Yeah.
And he goes and spends it.
Yeah.
On things that bring him pleasure.
Yep.
It's only when that runs out.
Yep.
And he's looking at what he's feeding pigs and he's like, wow, this actually looks pretty good. And I'm going to eat this. And then he's like, but he gets to this point of desperation where he's like, I just want to be a servant in my father's house.
Yep.
And I would say to you who are listening, don't get to the point where you're feeding the pigs.
Mm.
You can turn back now.
Yeah.
You know, you might be like, really allow the Lord to show you, what are you spending on? Where are you going to the world to satisfy something in you that will not satisfy, and that the Lord wants to meet you.
Yeah, for sure. And I love how you just did that. And so this is an encouragement to anyone that loves someone and you see them going through this place.
Yes.
Send them this podcast.
Yes.
Like, hey, have them listen to the message and talk to them about what God is doing in this time with his people. He wants to extend yet another invitation to bring back that unity, to have
to have that relationship.
Yes.
That's what it is. That's what we receive.
Yeah.
We receive his love.
Yes.
Because really what it is out of being desperate and then reaching for that thread in his robe, what we receive is not just this physical healing, not just the emotional wholeness, but we understand, I was created for a relationship with my heavenly father.
Yeah.
and absolutely. To be in his house.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And going on that same parable, there's the older son who stayed in the house. And he thought he was good because he was still at home.
Right.
But he still didn't understand the father's heart.
Because he wasn't desperate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're finding yourself, you know, Pastor Zach mentioned people who judge other people's desperation or their he said their worship. Like that's the illustration he used. Work that out with the Lord and the Holy Spirit and see if maybe you are like the older son.
Yeah.
You never left the house, but you're missing the father's heart.
Yeah.
And so get desperate for the father's heart.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was Jesus directing the message to the religious.
Yeah.
That was him directing the message to, yet again, the religious leaders, the scribes, the Pharisees, all of that, saying, you think that you're so much better because you didn't do what they did.
Right.
Well, what is it that you are missing within yourself?
Right.
It's that pride.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. We hear those stories, like the women from Teen Challenge, and it's like, okay, I didn't go down that path. And I think sometimes we think that because we didn't live a life like that, that was like sinful, even in the eyes of the world.
Right.
We think we're somehow good.
Yeah.
But no, we are just as in desperate need of the transforming power of God and the blood of Jesus in our life as someone who went out and lived that way.
Right.
Because if you truly examine your heart, you're going to see, oh, wow, I may not have acted out that way.
Mm-hmm.
But on the inside, I am just as sinful.
Yeah.
And I've done other things that the Bible would say are even worse.
Yeah.
You know, like Jesus says, if you've hated someone in your heart, that's the same as murder.
Right. Right.
You may not have gone out and actually been a murderer and then convicted in court and sentenced to live in a jail cell.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in the eyes of Jesus, your heart is still just as bad, just as wicked.
Yeah.
You know, and we all need to allow the Lord to show us that place.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that was something that Pastor Zach made mention of regarding the holding back. This, how much are we holding back before we really see the only thing we need is Jesus?
Yeah.
And that's something that we all can be guilty of. That's something we all are guilty of in one way or another. All we need is Jesus. But if we're looking to something else, if we're looking elsewhere, if our if success, Pastor Zach made mention of money. He was talking about how he wanted to be the anomaly that was successful and rich and still loved Jesus. If you're if you think successful is A, B, and C, and Jesus isn't the one that is determining that, then we need to allow our desperation for him to not just move him further up the list, but be where our eyes are focused and let him determine what success really is.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, because even as we grow as Christians, you know, the Lord gives us ministries and things to get involved in.
Yeah.
And there is a satisfaction that comes from being used by the Lord in that way.
Yeah.
Like I love doing this podcast.
Yeah.
I love working with the youth. I love having conversations with people about Jesus.
You know,
it's great. And there's something that I really like about it.
Yeah.
But even that enjoyment, that can become an idol and take away from what's the main thing?
Right. Like
the main thing is I belong to Jesus.
Yes.
And I am his. So even if I never got to do another podcast or another, you know, speak at another youth meeting or talk to someone, my satisfaction has to come from being in that relationship with Jesus.
Absolutely. And so this past Sunday, we had Roots again for the new people that come to our community, and we talk about the 6-month rule there. And that's something that churches just far and wide, the moment that you belong, then you'll end up believing. Now, there's some truth to that, but manufactured belonging leads to manufactured believing. Yes. So it's not really just a, you know, this precedes that.
Right.
But
right.
the thing about the 6 month rule is you come from somewhere where this is what I do. So this is who I am. No, take that away in order to find identity in the Lord. Yeah. I remember spending week after week at the altar when we first came, week after week weeping because the Lord brought my wife and I to a place of desperation where all we wanted, still do, all we want is Him. All we need is Him. All the extra stuff that we had considered, this is our mark of success. And the Lord is, you know, just hitting me with this right now.
Right.
Whatever we consider outside of Him, it's all manufactured.
Yep.
We're making it up.
Yeah.
But He needs to be the one that we are desperate for. And letting go of striving, letting go of all of our accolades, all of the things that we think identify us. And we need to be identified simply by Him. Son, daughter, come to me, desperate. And it's so cool how this, you can see revelation is closely associated to it when the Lord is saying, come buy from me.
Right.
Come buy from me. Come to me. He's talking to the church of Laodicea, you know, come and buy from me. Come and receive from me. Let me be the one that heals you, clothes you, cleanses you.
Amen. Amen. I don't know where you're going to go in the chapter, but as I was reading the chapter, I didn't understand. I was like, oh, wow, this is also in this same chapter.
Yeah.
If you go down to verse 6.
Yeah.
He says, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts.
Yeah.
And let him return to the Lord, and He will have compassion on him and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon.
Huh. That's good.
You know, and that's the call of God. It's not for you to figure out the formula of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, don't overcomplicate this.
Right. Right.
It's not about you trying to, okay, well, I have to crack this code. And once I figure out, oh, I got to repent for this one thing.
Right.
No, it's not about that. It's okay, Jesus, I just want you.
Yes.
You show me what that looks like.
Yes.
I just want you. I'm not trying to concoct a feeling.
Yeah.
I'm going after you and only you. So I put everything on the table.
Yeah.
And then whatever, He's going to show you what that is.
But
everything means everything.
Yes.
So get to that place. And if you have to make a list, make a list.
Right. Right.
Say, Jesus, I give you all this stuff and anything else that you're going to show me.
Yeah.
And I just want you.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there are a couple things there. Sometimes we know what we're holding back.
Yeah.
We know it and we want to keep holding on to it. We want to, nope, this isn't a problem. This isn't an issue. And not be honest with ourselves, with others, or the Lord about it. We know what it is. So if you know what it is, then bring it to light, bring it to Him. And if you don't know, do exactly what Luke just said. Ask the Lord for direction and He will make it known. And then that's where you move into obedience. When we move into that place of obedience to what He directs us in, oh, it's so beautiful to see how He responds. It's exactly like this. He abundantly pardons. And what's cool is now, Pastor Zach said, this was a quick message.
Yeah.
He went through a lot. We have homework to do. Go through these verses. Let the Lord speak to you through them and see that there's a lot in this that we don't even realize. This is all the same chapter. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. And for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. There is so much breadth, depth, height to the Lord that we can't even begin to say, oh, I'm starting to have Him figured out. No, take time.
Right.
Take time. Oh, right. And that was the other thing. Graham Jones came to bring a message, and he simply said, waste time on the Lord. Waste time at Jesus' feet. In the same way that Mary poured out the oil and wiped his feet, and they said, oh, that was a waste. Look at what we could have done with that. No better thing to do than to waste it at his feet. So waste time at his feet.
Amen. Well, thank you for coming and sharing with us and guiding us in this conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you wouldn't mind, just close out in prayer. Thank you.
For sure. Father, we desire you. We just want you. Lord, it is so refreshing to be led by you when you're inviting us, beckoning us to come to you, to buy from you, to come and be nourished by you, that you would quench, satisfy us. Lord, we surrender. We surrender all the things that we know, and we surrender and ask, lead us, Lord. What are the things that are in the way, so that there is nothing in the way and we can embrace you and what you have for us. So Lord, may we get to a place where we are so desperate that we will do what we haven't in order to have you. Have your way in us, Lord. Praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm Luke.
And I'm Will.
And that's The Breakdown. Stay in the Word, stay in Isaiah 55, and we will see you on Sunday.
Love you, family. Can't count on